Kathy Reamer, Museum Director for the Clausen Memorial Museum, asked me to share my memories of Elsie Clausen's involvement in the development of a museum here in Petersburg. For as long as I can remember, Elsie talked about and worked toward the idea of having a place to share artifacts depicting the history of Petersburg and the surrounding area. She and her husband, Carol, along with other members of the community, were constantly gathering items of interest that would eventually tell this story. One of the most interesting finds took place in an exploration in Thomas Bay. Exploring a small cave, they came upon a perfectly mummified Chinese baby. Since the find took place before the inception of our museum and not knowing how to properly take care of the child, the find was sent to Juneau and finally ended up in a museum in Seattle. Several years later, Elsie followed up with a visit to the museum to view the child. It was nowhere to be found. She was not happy. In 1973, the City Council passed a resolution to change the museum's name to the Clausen Memorial Museum in honor of Carol, who had passed away the same year. Personally, I believe they were honoring Elsie as well, as she had dedicated much of her life to this project. From 1973 until shortly before her passing in 1980, she worked for and at the museum. Although not an ounce of Norwegian blood flowed through her veins, she would dress in her Norwegian regalia and welcome the tourists and other guests to this treasure she had played such a large part in creating. Elsie Rountree was born in 1896. At the age of 9 in 1905, she fell off a swing and shattered her right arm between the elbow and the shoulder. The doctors wanted to amputate her arm, but at the insistence of her father, they did an experimental surgery and placed a silver rod in the arm. The recovery took nearly 2 years due to infection and other complications. She tried returning to fourth grade, but she was teased constantly about her advanced age and size. She never finished fourth, but her compromised arm never slowed her down. She was an incredible cook, kept a beautiful home and garden, made extra money as a seamstress, and worked on many, many community projects, pouring most of her energy into the creation and care of our museum. Her father and mother, Guy and Frances Rountree, along with Elsie, Claude, Cliff, and Bunny, moved to Petersburg in 1917 in order to make a living logging. She was told she would probably never marry as she was considered physically impaired, as one arm was several inches shorter than the other and didn't work quite as well. Soon after her arrival in Petersburg, she met Carol Clausen, who had had four of his fingers chopped off by a friend when he was young, in a dispute over an axe. Carol and Elsie were married soon after that first meeting. Elsie was self-taught. She subscribed to National Geographic, Ladies Home Journal, Alaska Sportsman, Cosmopolitan, Reader's Digest, and several other publications. She read them cover to cover. She visited every state in the United States and made several trips to Europe and the Holy Land. She and Carol lived in a small house on Front Street, Nordic Drive. Elsie desired to add on to the small home by making an addition to the front of the home. Carol said that they could not afford to expand. In the winter of 1948-49, while Carol was working as a bank teller at the Bank of Petersburg, she secretly began making plans for an expansion. She drew up the plans, calculated every needed board, window, shingles, bricks for the fireplace. She arranged for two builders to come and begin construction in the spring of 1949. After calculating the cost of the project, she arranged a meeting with the president of the bank, who was also Carol's boss. She requested a loan for the project and showed that she had the ability to repay the loan through her income as a seamstress. She was approved. Needless to say, Carol was quite upset in the spring when the materials were delivered to the site and the carpenter showed up. He immediately went to his boss, Ed Locken, and he asked why Ed had given Elsie the loan and how were they ever going to pay back for this project. "Not to worry," proclaimed Ed. "I'm raising your salary enough to make the payments on this project." Needless to say, Elsie was a unique woman. She had become a seamstress to make extra money. And although she was not paid much for her time at the museum until the later years, she was able to save enough to travel and explore the world. She was a woman of intelligence, courage, and light, life, and love. She was very proud of this museum, and I'm sure that she and Carol are smiling from the other side as we come together to celebrate this building and what it has become through the efforts of so many, and especially now with our new director, Kathy Reamer.